live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 296. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. We've got a big show tonight. We've got plenty to talk about. The NBA regular season is over. Half of the play-in tournament is over for the Western Conference. Eastern Conference gets their show tonight. We've got the playoffs ready. Start this weekend. We've got college basketball news and notes. My, oh, my. We've got a little Masters talk. We've got WNBA, Caitlin Clark. We've got that to talk. We take your calls and more. A little NFL talk as well tonight. And we'll see if Jonathan's ready to go scorched earth again, kind of like he did last week. Last week, Jonathan Birdsong, my co-host, folks, he went off. And I got a lot of messages. A lot of different podcasts got messages that they ain't ever seen it before. And the ratings actually went up him doing it. So I think we need to do it even more. So, Jonathan, how are you? Welcome.
What's going on, man? I got a different audio connection, man. Am I coming in crystal clear or no?
Yes. A little bit louder, but you be good.
Okay, man. Good. Hey, man, listen. I'm going to say an apology, man, because I forgot you kind of left the Big East for quite some time. So, you know what I'm saying? When Jay Wright was just stacking up Big East championships and whatnot, like that, I was actually unfactual. You know what I'm saying? You can't win it if you're not in it. They were actually outside the Big East. So another conversation for another time, but I just wanted to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that I'm always factual, man. But, like, nah, man, it's good to be back on the podcast. It's good to be back on the show. I know we got a lot to talk about from the Caitlin Clark effect to NFL draft to NBA playoffs, man. So where you want to deep dive at first, Brandon?
Yeah. We'll go to the NBA first, John, but – yeah, it's. I think I've got my new enemy. We talk about professionalism, right? On the court, off the court, media credentials, media. You act professional. You have a standard to withhold, whether you're at a press conference, whether you're at a game, all that, right, John?
Correct. Absolutely.
Let me tell you something about this pervert, Greg Doyle.
Uh-oh.
This guy is a creep. Complete creep. I don't care who hears it. I think everybody needs to hear it. This man, John, went to a press conference today to introduce Caitlin Clark. And the first thing he does in a creepy tone is say, I got to do this, and gives her the little heart thing that she does to her family and whatnot. And she's like, oh, yeah, this is to my family. I do it after every game. And he goes, oh, well, hopefully after today you'll be doing it to me after every game. What the hell? What a creep. The man is getting roasted on Twitter by the thousands. He is number 10 on Twitter. There's people calling to Indy Star to have him fired. It was unprofessional. She felt very uncomfortable.
You can't be crushing on the talent, man.
She felt very uncomfortable answering that. And he looked like a pervert, a complete pervert. He's blocked me now, the pervert has, because I've went in on him.
You're going to get blocked by half the sports media internet, man.
It's just Josina Anderson, Jamel Hill, and now Greg Doyle, those three.
There you go. Line them up.
I'll say this. Dan Dockage was right about Doyle. I'll say that. He's got that point. Pervert. Pervert. I see him. Pervert. NBA. We'll get to Caitlin in the most professional way ever. But let's go to the NBA, John. Pacers had a chance to move up in the standings before the playoffs, get possibly that 4 seed or even the 5, but they laid an egg in Cleveland, and then out and just mollywopped. Molly Watt, the Atlanta Hawks. Pacers are the 6th seed. They have their rivals, you could call it now, the Milwaukee Bucks, the 3 seed that starts this Sunday night. Bucks, Pacers, Giannis could be out for at least the first couple games. John, I like the matchup. Bring on the Bucks.
I like the matchup, too. I know a lot of that Pacers, you know what I'm saying, they had a coaching change, you know what I'm saying, the Milwaukee Bucks did. Did it really improve the team? I don't think so, you know what I'm saying. They got some connectivity issues between Giannis and the coach and really Dame Lillard.
He wants out, I hear.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of, you say what now?
I hear he wants out.
Yeah.
Not happy.
So when you hear things like that, like how can, you know, so like they have connectivity issues, man. So I you have to favor the Pacers. The Pacers are the hungrier wolf team, right, in this scenario. Their superstar player is hurt. I'm sure they'll get max effort the first game, you know what I'm saying, at Milwaukee. But, like, the Pacers should really go into it thinking, and they are on paper and on the court, they are the better team, and they should just handle business and get that, you know what I'm saying, get that thing, get to the second round. Get, you know what I'm saying, get the Pacers. Like, Indianapolis, it's your time right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say for this series, we can't have people going away for it. We can't have people call, and it may be too soon, but we can't have people doing the Fletcher lawyer. And no showing in this. It can't happen.
Oh.
Tyrese Haliburton has to have a star game. So does Miles Turner.
Sure.
I will be nervous to see how Tyrese Haliburton handles Patrick Beverley being in his grill for 48 minutes. Because that's a different monster on the defensive end that will talk trash, that will get in your head. His job will be to get in his head. And how is Tyrese going to be able to handle that? That's going to be a concern for me. They didn't have Pat Bev five times that we played him earlier this year, just as much as we didn't have Pascal Siakam the first five times we played them this year. So, I will be curious. I think one of the keys is how will Tyrese Haliburton respond to Pat Bev guarding him, talking trash, getting under his skin. You know it's going to happen.
I like, Brandon, obviously, you know what I'm saying, you necessarily haven't asked my prediction, man. I like the Pacers to win this, if not in the sweep, man. As long as Giannis playing out there, that's Miles Turner. That's a lot of Miles Turners are finishing at the rim. That's a lot of Peja. That's a lot of Siakam, you know what I'm saying, close mid-range game. You know what I'm saying? What can, I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying, the big, tall, goofy twin, he's decent at that defense, man, but he can't block everything. He can't stop both of those. So I kind of feel like the Pacers, and with McConnell, man, McConnell has stepped up a tremendous play, especially with you know what I'm saying, as Tyrese was going through his shooting woes, man. If McConnell wasn't going through any shooting woes, you know what I'm saying, and he still had a lot of playing time. Stepping up, man. Hell, I even think McConnell should be. He won't get it. I think sixth man of the year. I think that's probably going to somebody else. But he should be. He should get it. But or definitely be mentioned. But no, man. The Pacers have Brandon. They got the better team. And right now, put that thing in the third gear and show it.
Yeah, I think it's going to go six, John. I really do. I think six games. I think Giannis will give it a go, if not in game two, game three for sure.
He's done this before, though.
Yeah, I like Pacers in
Giannis
six.
Giannis has missed games, and they thought they was going, oh, he's going to come back and we're going to win. They end up getting swept.
I do think it's weird scheduling-wise. Obviously, game one, Sunday night at Milwaukee, 7 p.m. Game two, Tuesday night at 8:30. Game three, Friday night, 5:30 here in Indianapolis, John. I'll still be getting off of work when that damn thing starts on Friday, next Friday night. And then Sunday night, 7 p.m. here in Indianapolis.
Oh, man,
Friday,
you know people
are going
to be leaving work. Hey, man, it's the Brandon, come on, man. You know it's the first playoff game in a long time. You know, where it was like high stakes. I mean, you know what I'm saying, where it's high stakes, where we know we're going to, come on, you know, we got the edge.
Yeah.
I like the Pacers' chances, man. I mean, that thing, what we talking about, people going to be leaving work early.
maybe I can go to the game. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I think the matchups are going to be key. Miles Turner needs to be able to step up. How will Turner handle, how will the Lopez, Brooke Lopez, how much of a factor will be in this game? Pat Connaughton. how would he be affected in this game as well. I got people trying to call me right now. This is unbelievable. Jesus. Keep talking, John. I got to send this message. I get people calling. You there, John?
You say six, I say maybe it's the gentleman suite. Who knows? You know, a five. But, like, the Pacers got the better team. And this is with the Pacers without their second stars, you know what I mean? This is without Ben Mather.
Right.
I expect them to still, you know what I mean? They haven't necessarily used that as an excuse since he's got injured, right? But I don't have the deep dive numbers, Brandon. I'm like, where they're at in three-point shooting. A good three-point shooting night from the Bucks might extend this series, like kind of like you say, to six. But, again, man, on paper and, like, what I've seen out of the Pacers, even in the inconsistent moment, man, with them, you know what I'm saying, losing to Cleveland and beating Atlanta, I still, you know what I'm saying, the Bucks get one, maybe. This goes five. You know, because this series is going to be rocking when they come back. And like I said, you know, Giannis running with the ball and being a crybaby, all that's gonna come to play. Doc Rivers, you know what I'm saying, his porn history, Pornhub history, that's gonna come to play. You know how things are here. It is.
Western Conference, John, play-in games last night. Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-106. Lakers are the 7 seed. They're gonna. What do you get for that? You get to take on the defending champion, Denver Nuggets, John. Zion, 40 points, probably his best game ever. And then he went out with an injury, which I don't know how much of an injury it really was. Maybe it was him sticking
like injury,
it.
Did it?
No, it didn't at all. And he goes out, they lose. Brandon Ingram didn't even play the final whatever minutes. Were they trying to lose?
This NBA is strange. I know the world's ready for me, and it's coming, to go scorch earth on IU and Omar Ballo. And, like, people was calling this like they said Shaq was coming to Bloomington, Brandon. They said Shaq. I said, that ain't – they said prime Shaq. He could be a prime Shaq. I was like, man, that ain't prime Shaq. That's prime Kendrick Perkins.
John, we lost John. We'll bring him back on. He probably has cell phone service gone. But, no, it's crazy to me that the Pelicans last night, Zion's having the best game of his career, 40 points, throwing it up there, and then he gets hurt, and allegedly, John, you back?
I'm sorry, dude. I know people want me to – the second thing I probably want to go score Charles is the NBA, and, like, are these players really hurt, or, like, what are they playing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd expect in that game – a little bit more competitive between, you know what I'm saying, from the Pelicans. You know what I'm saying?
It was hurt.
You know what I'm saying? It was, but, like, Brandon Ingram, like, dude, like, where was he at? You know?
He had 40. I want to know where Brandon Ingram was at. He played 25
that's
minutes.
That's what I'm saying. I know. I'm saying, where's Brandon Ingram? Where is he at? So, the Lakers move on. But, like, yeah, you're right. They move on to play Denver. I don't think a whole lot of people have them favored to win a game against Denver, just because Anthony Davis hasn't really matched up against Jokic, you know what I'm saying, in any type of, you know what I'm saying. It looked horrible last year against Jokic in him. I don't know how the Pelicans kind of go from here. Brandon, we know they need, you know what I'm saying, better backcourt help, right? But, again, I kind of look at the connectivity, man. Like, this is y'all, they're going into their prime. Brandon Ingram is a veteran now. And, like, so the excuses of them, they're kind of, like, showing up, man. That kind of, like, puts a question mark on that, you know what I'm saying, everybody in that locker room, and including Zion Williamson.
Yeah, for sure. Look at the other side.
Man, you playing bad fights for who?
John, the dynasty is over in Golden State. Once they had Chris Paul, that wrapped it. They went and just got the brakes beat off of them last night by the Sacramento Kings. Steph Curry looked tired. That game was over in the first 10 minutes. I don't care what anybody says. It was over.
I can't believe it, man. How fast has it faded, man? Don't you remember all them Golden State fans? Where are they at, Brandon? There was a whole lot of fans, and I felt like they've been missing in action.
Right.
But I don't want to rub. It's not the time to rub. I'm not Skip Bayless.
Klay Thompson, 0 points, 0-10, 0-6. See ya.
What happened, man?
Time for him to go. That's it. The man didn't work hard, John. When he got hurt, he coasted on the way in. He coasted back.
Brandon, they're not fast no more as they used to be. They're not fast. I don't even know how he could get – how could he get a contract that he's asking for like $29 million a year? You lose. That's why they had to rotate the general managers up out of there, man. He couldn't figure it out either, man. Dunleavy couldn't figure it out either, man. Klay Thompson, the play on the floor, figured it out. 0 points, man. He's not going to be a Golden State Warrior. And
18 minutes.
Chris Paul don't count. We know Chris Paul don't count. He ain't going to be there no way. They couldn't find a good trade partner for him at all. He probably finds his way finally to L.A. next year. You know what I'm saying? He probably needs to retire as a Clipper, but he probably finds his way back to L.A.
Is there any chance that Steph Curry would get out of Golden State with what the hell's going on there?
Am I asking for a trade?
Yeah.
I don't know, Brandon. I think, but he's like with Michael Jordan when they asked for a trade. I'm not saying he's on Michael Jordan level, but he's important.
Yeah, but people say that about LeBron, too, and LeBron asked for a trade. So he'll say about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant asked for a trade. So, like, it's not uncalled for.
Wait a minute. He's not as good as him. Kevin Durant is not in the hemisphere of LeBron James when he's asking for a trade.
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying superstar type of players asking for a trade is not unheard of, and if the Warriors aren't going to build pieces and they're not financially sound for that, that maybe they look, hey Seth, where can we get you to
right,
finish?
Usually behind all some of this is like unhappiness, and Steph's not unhappy. Steph is, you know, saying he runs the city of San Francisco.
Is he content?
And if you're talking about,
he's not going to win any more titles.
Well, you're talking about why they in a financial shamble is because he makes how much million dollars? He makes like $45 million a year. You know what I mean? So then NBA guys don't, there's no restructuring, y'all. I mean, there's some type of like payout that they can do or whatever, but there's no like major restructuring like how they do in the NFL. It's a little different. But there's no restructuring where they get under. They are in salary cap hell because it's okay though. You pay for winning. How many championships did you get? Right? It went so fast, right? How far are we from that 73-19? That, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was the best team right there. But how far away from there?
Got your breaking news for you. I hate to do it because I like
getting fired.
Nobody's getting fired yet. But I'm debating on doing it, but I'm going to have to, John. My mind's there. My heart's there. Steph Curry, you're joining the likes of Kevin Durant. As long as you were on the Golden State Warriors, you will never win another NBA championship. I'm sorry. It can't happen. It won't happen. Unless drastic changes are made. That's the only way he can get out of that curse. Now, Durant, you curse. You ain't winning a single. You're not winning a championship ever again. Steph, you can if you leave Golden State.
There's no better path for him to stay nowhere else. I don't know about that, Brandon. You're gonna have to look at the tape on that one, bro. Now they can get out of salary cap hell out of 1 year and not resign the homie, Steph, Klay Thompson. And I don't know what you do. I think what's his name? He's not necessarily. He's not inspired. So you got one more year, Draymond Green. There you go. And then you just make it. And then the other homie, Jonathan Kuminga, he's not getting resigned. Either he's probably your trade partner or something like that. But, like, there's no other way to go to a championship. He's not going to go to the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? They're on a different time clock. He's not going to go to Denver. He's not going to do that. So, Brandon, I don't know where he would go. He's not going to go to Miami, New York. No, not where it could be better for you than Golden State. I don't think so.
Um, Sorry, I'm going back in on Greg Doyle again. Greg Doyle just posted another thing. This is 9 hours later after his after he acted like a pervert. 9 hours later. Today, in my unequivocally oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature and chose the emoji. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. Not good enough, Greg, you pervert. Not good enough. Some of the comments, John. Creep, weirdo, go back to dog walking. My comments, 8 hours too late, you big pervert. You knew exactly what you were doing. Just resign already. Indy star, fire this clown. Cringy and creepy, you stupid F. You knew what you were doing. Pack your bags. You had one job, a deep dive into left field. Respect anyone who owns their mistake. You need to do better. Not so arrogant today, are you, Greggy? Karma caught up with your ass. Don't let him off easy. John, it's top 10 in the United States trending right now. Just scored third. I love it. I love it. Greg. That tweet I just did, it's already got 75 likes. I just did it 2 minutes ago. That's how many people are just going in on this pervert. So I can't wait to hear what our friend's going to say tomorrow on his show. That's going to be great. I'm sorry, but I got to put stuff in that table, man. I don't think he's going to get another one. I don't. Not as long as he's there. Unless they just completely gut and make some weird moves to get it better. But I think it's in the light that I have it for the land of irrelevancy with Kevin Durant. Pull up a seat next to him, Steph. You're there unless you leave, because it ain't going to happen. Tonight's game.
Brent, I'm going to tell you this. I just thought about it while you were talking. Unless you said Orlando Magic wanted to swing for the fences.
No, he wants to go to a winner.
No. You're not understanding. it's the tail end of the career. This is like live tour stuff.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So you'd be playing with Pablo Banchero in his prime, and maybe one or other two pieces, because they got how many guards that they can Suggs, we can send you. How many guards they can send them? Anthony's little son. How many other pieces? The Atlanta Magic got draft picks still that they sitting on. But unless you're saying something like that, or unless they wanted to do a deal with the Orlando Magic where they can get some deal, you know what I'm saying, some younger pieces to come back. But he's going to stay in Golden State. I don't see him leaving.
Man, I laugh every time ESPN, they put something on there for like a play that happens with Jimmy Butler, because they have it with his hair that he had beginning of the season. That's his photo for it. It's always a game changer.
That emo hair, that was horrible.
Yeah. look at the Eastern Conference, John. We got the Heat and 76ers. Winner is the 7 seed, John. I think either one of these teams, I think it's going to be Philly. I think Philly's going to beat Miami pretty easily tonight. But either one of these teams, I think, has a great chance they would have upset New York Knicks. I don't know if the Knicks can get – I think the Knicks are set themselves up for an epic collapse in the first round.
If anybody can take the other teams to 6 or 7, it would be the Knicks. Just because of our heart, I think they have a lot of heart. But talent, because he's a different maker for them. I know he missed a nice chunk of the, you know what I'm saying, post trade of the season. So right now they're a different team with him out there. They just are. So is he going to show up? But the other pieces of their team got a lot of heart. We know, you know what I'm saying. You got to believe in the coaching. You just do. But you're right. I got them being upset because I want the Pacers to play them. You know what I'm saying? To play them in the first round. and it just didn't kind of shake out like that. But the Knicks are kind of like, they, you can kind of see, I know why you say collapse, because they're like, you still don't necessarily believe in Brunson.
I don't believe in Brunson. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't know what everybody sees in him. Yeah, he's flashier once in a while. The man takes bad shots. He does. He doesn't hustle all the time. He's lazy. Bad attitude. I'm glad we don't have that on our team. I'm not a fan of Brunson.
I would say Brandon,
there's a reason why he's not on the Olympic team. Hello?
I would say, Brandon, if they didn't allow so much ball palming that they did in this time era, like Brunson would probably be a reserve. You know what I mean? Realistically, he does take bad shots. He does also make some tough ones. And he is the leader. He is that leader team. They follow his, you know what I'm saying? And when they need a critical clutch shot.
Well, when you got daddy on the bench, of course you do.
But he makes the critical ones, though, man, in the clutch, man. So, but again,
that team has a bunch of bad shooters, John. I've seen DiVincenzo take terrible shots. Brunson takes terrible shots. Josh Hart does stupid-ass plays. Like, that's going to bury you in the playoffs.
You got to like it when they bring off everybody off the bench, man. And John, I don't know about – I don't know what happened, man. He got to the Knicks and lost his damn mind. He didn't turn up and got a little mouth on him. Where was all this sauce at when he was playing in Portland? You know
or the Lakers.
Where was all this sauce at when he was playing the Lakers, man? It was like nothing, man. Other shit. If you was playing like this, man, LeBron might have not would have traded you. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna throw him shade, man, because the fool talking about he don't like Indiana. And I'm sorry, man. Whatever AAU team you was on, they whipped your ass. Or when Villanova came here and you had to play in Hinkle, you know what I'm saying? They whipped your ass, man. But like, don't be disrespecting Indiana, little heart. But that's kind of how I see him. But like, I kind of DiVincenzo, like, yeah, he kind of goes one on one, a little crazy. But Brandon, the Knicks borrow time. I would put it like that. Borrow time.
Are you now? I'd have to find the clip of you a couple times last year. Year and a half ago, whatever it was. You were a big fan and basically crowning Tyler Hero. And then this year, it's kind of just been I like the words epic collapse, right?
He started off hot. He started the first 3 weeks of the season off. I was like, man, he's ready, and he's back to his old self. I thought he was back to himself. Remember, he was talking about he was just as good as Trae Young and Luka Doncic. You know what I mean? Depending upon what happens, Brandon, there's going to be a lot of team trading. Not necessarily like from like with like draft, like those people that you see in the draft. There might be a couple of like, but like it's probably going to be some seat changing this summer, man, because teams can't necessarily. I mean, even players probably can't necessarily be happy in their roles with their team. You know what I mean? You alluded to Damian Lillard. You know what I'm saying? Again, like they've been they don't necessarily panic down there in Miami, but Tyler Hero, we had expected him to see to ascend to a little bit another level, and like right now, it's kind of like leveled out.
Yeah, totally agree. Let's bring our guy on real quick, D-Cop. We didn't get him on last week. D-Cop, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, I was a little concerned last week. I was listening to JB. I got to share this.
Man, listen.
JB, listen, you pulled a good old cop, man. I'm going to tell you this, man. I didn't want to call in because I didn't want to interrupt your rant. Because you're on point, man. That's my boy.
I respect the game of, you know what I'm saying, basketball. My man talking about they've been running the same for 30 years. I'm like, bro, wait a minute. Slow down, man. You just got there. But
well,
nah,
we
man.
Chatted about that. We chatted. That's what I'm saying. Don't talk this mess now. Don't do that. Don't act like, you know, you're the pinnacle. And he's not. So no, I just wanted to hear it, man, because you had Brandon thinking, well, hell, is this JB Cott or Cott JB? Because it was good, man. I just didn't want to interrupt your flow, man. And I was sitting there, I was going to call. I said, no, I'm not going to mess this up. I said, this is good, man. So I just wanted to make sure I gave you your props, man, you know, publicly, because I gave you props privately. But, yeah, man, I wanted to like, hey, I loved it, man. Every drop, man, every drop. So that was good.
Hey, man. what you think about this playoff run?
I'm gonna tell you, first and foremost, I want it in New York. You gotta beat the best to be the best, right? I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're gonna hear, right? More than likely, if Giannis doesn't play, Pacers will beat this. We'll win this series, and you know what we're gonna hear, right? Well, Giannis was out. It doesn't matter. That's the only reason why they won. That's what we're gonna hear.
That's what people say.
About that noise. Sorry about that noise. To the door to pick my cousin up here at Anderson, so you'll be all right. So my concern was, I'm like, why is everybody tripping on Milwaukee? Let's take New York. And the reason why I say New York, to your point, Brandon, they take a lot of bad shots, man. A lot of bad shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
a lot of bad threes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I believe that all those bad shots catch up to you. Look, man, if you look at those games where we played those guys, man, did we win? We won the series, didn't we?
Yeah. Against the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the pressure are up. Yeah.
Yeah, and the way we match up with them is favorable for us, man. There's no dominant guy. They got the big guy.
No, the only team I was trying to fret from the Pacers was the Orlando Magic.
Yeah,
that's a bad
matchup. But I like the Knicks just because if Brunson doesn't hit you for 34, we probably win by 12. You know,
that's a good little matchup. But that still is Halliburton though, all the way.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't want Halliburton playing defensive against any guard that's an aggressive guy. He is just not still. He's just not as interested as he needs to be. In the other end, and I'm not talking about playing defense. And I know, you know, people talk about this or that. I'm talking about just the basic stuff, man. I'm talking about blocking out, getting the rebound, being available for the outlet. He just seems so, you know, more and more disinterested on that end of the court. The good thing about it is, with Milwaukee, their guards aren't those type of guards that are going to dominate, you know, the play, right? So I think, you know, he has a little bit of a break. Yeah, you got Dame Lillard, but you know, my boy Nez is going to be on him. Nez is going to be on him, and Nembhard, right? Those two guys are going to probably be on him. But I just don't know that if Giannis doesn't play, aka the fake Greek, think it's a six game series. I think it's a six game series.
It started from him. It's gone from he was the, you know, he was the people's champ to, like, you know what I'm saying, now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, man.
Get him out of town, man. I'm not pushing out of town.
Yeah, man, all that running in the locker room for the ball, that just really soured me on him. And if you think about it, how have they played based off of that, man? Have they played when that series, when that game was over and everyone's hyped about his, 53 points or whatever the hell he scored. They've diminished ever since then.
Right.
They haven't been a team.
Right.
I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of the Knicks either. But you gotta beat the team that's going to be good.
I just
want to
see Miles Turner, man. If you're telling me Giannis ain't there, Miles Turner go eat. Miles Turner's gonna eat. If Giannis ain't there, man, let's go. The Pacers up front should be dominating. And I'm sure Carlisle knows who is and who ain't playing. And I would expect a whole lot of TJ McConnell because he's deserving.
Yeah.
I mean, he's depending on the matchup. You know what I'm saying? Between
right,
the whole
right,
matchup,
right, right.
I say that.
But I'm gonna tell you this, man.
I could see a whole lot of TJ McConnell.
I think Pascal is going to have a big series in this too, because you got Bobby Portis out there, but he's a tough player. But you got, like, to your point, you got Miles on the other side, and then either you're going to have Jalen, Obi, or maybe
it won't be wear down, but it'll be like, man, we don't have enough. They don't have an Obi Toppin to like match that energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
they
my
don't
point.
Have a bunch of, we
that's
got some
my
business.
Point.
We got some, I get it. We don't necessarily have a Dame Lillard. Our Dame Lillard, it would be Ben Mathery, unfortunately, sitting on the sideline. But, like, this is where the Pacers' depth is probably, like, you know, I get it, man. It'll be actually I can see why y'all say six, but I'm saying, hey, man, look in the mirror, y'all. Have that mirror looking moment that Rocky Balboa had in Rocky II, Substitute 3.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was playing with Apollo. And man, just take care of business, man. The city gonna be on fire. I know that.
It's step by step, right? And that's the point, because my guy sent me my invite today, so we're gonna be at both me and the loser are gonna be at the game on Friday and on Sunday. We'll be at both. And
Oh,
absolutely. You know, that's different. That's not all star game. That's different. And so the plan is, man. You know, you want to feel that playoff atmosphere, similar to when we played Boston on that Monday night for the in season tournament, right? So that's what you miss, and that's what you want to be a part of. But I'm gonna tell you, you know, look for this guy as a guy who's kind of undersold, who may have a big opportunity, and that's my guy. Nembhard, he's been quiet all year, but he's been steady all year.
Yeah, Brandon, hey man, Brandon don't like his brother either.
I'm over it. I'm over Nembhard. Get him out. I've seen so many piss poor shots against Cleveland. No, at Cleveland, turn the ball over. Bad shots at Cleveland. He cost us that damn game at the end. He did.
No, he didn't. He
did that damn game.
He didn't cost us that game. No, man. Listen,
yes, he did.
I'm saying to you, you know, he didn't cost us the game. We cost us the game because we got close and we couldn't take the lead. That wasn't Nembhard's fault. That was
his 3-for-9 shooting, 0-for-3 from threes, 4 turnovers, minus.
Listen, don't give me the minus, plus minus, but that's the most overrated stat in the history of basketball. He didn't play well. But again, the other flip is you got a guy who
he
in
doesn't
TJ,
play well in big games.
Playing, hold on, we haven't had very many big games. Let's stop it, Brandon. The thing is, you got TJ who's playing out of his mind, who makes Nembhard look like, well, you're not doing your part. Listen, there's a reason why he's in the starting lineup, and that's why he's steady playing 20 minutes a game, because he's giving us some things, right? It doesn't mean that it's always got to be the points, the numbers, and the box score. This fake plus minus that I'll never understand plus minus.
It's a metric that I had a hard time believing to. Because there is some truth to it, but it ain't all.
There's truth to a lot of metrics, but anytime I hear on XM 86, the first thing I hear in all the shows is, well, plus and minus was this. I don't care, but come on, man. That's game time and circumstance.
I look at how many times the player got to the rebound. I mean, how many times he got to the free throw line. Did he get to the offensive rebound? At certain positions, you expect offensive rebound.
Right.
You expect blocks. You expect assists at certain positions. You expect not turnovers at certain positions. You know what I mean? That's what kind of plus minus kind of breaks all that down. But sometimes it puts too much emphasis on one statistic over the other.
I absolutely believe it's too much emphasis on it. But the thing is, he's not going to go in. I'm talking about Nembhard. He's not going to go in and go 20-10-6. I get that, but hit me a big shot. Get a big stop, get a good rebound on the backside, because I'm telling you, Tyrese isn't getting that rebound, right? Going on the backside, get that rebound, get the outlet. Those are things that aren't marked in the box score that don't go to plus or minus, but they're difference-making plays. And that's what I believe he has an opportunity to do. Yeah, he had a shitty-ass game against Cleveland. But Cleveland's over. It's in the rearview mirror. We got Milwaukee now, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, shitty-ass game against the Bulls, too. That should have been a win. I can go back to the hoodie games. I'm looking at him right now. There's big games that he has not showed up for. I'm looking at all his whole game log.
Listen, Brandon, he's a second-round pick in his second year. Stop it. Come on, man. You can't sit here and act like Nembhard is Tyrese Haliburton. He's a second-round pick in his second year. I'm going to tell you this. This guy – If he wasn't able to play, he wasn't a player, he would be on the bench watching. Okay,
he shouldn't be starting.
He's on. I'm gonna tell you why.
I don't care if he comes off the bench. He's not a starter.
He is not a starter on
any other team in the NBA.
No, listen. He's only playing for the Pacers, so we can't count that. But what I'm saying is, he's a starter for the Pacers. He's a starter for the Pacers because Because, listen, he's the star for the Pacers because he hit two parts, right? Because T.J. McConnell, you can sit there and say what you want, and he's played excellent this year, beyond excellent. Last year when Halliburton was out, T.J. was in the starting line. Well, let me mention, T.J. was in the starting lineup. And listen, the scouting report had him covered, okay? So let's stop this. Let's stop this. Let's not act as though, okay, all of a sudden, let's get Nembhard out and let's get T.J. to start. T.J. is in the right spot. He's coming off the bench with the second-tier players, and the scouting report is not about him. That's perfect. That's perfect
you
for
got,
him. This,
you
is,
got
this is about the team.
About
this
the
is about players.
What'd you say? Hey. D-Cott, while we got you, man, because I know you're passionate about the Pacers and basketball overall, man, I got to ask you, man, this is the last time we've seen Klay Thompson, period?
No, not at all, but I've been clowning all day on that. You remember how he always throws up the four rings, the four fingers for the rings, how he's throwing up in everybody's face? Did he throw up zero for 10 last night? Did he go to zero and the 1-0 last night, or did he not do that? My point being is, stay a little humble. You know, you and listen. You know, you're not Draymond, meaning you're riding on the coattails of Steph. But listen, you've had an Achilles injury, you had an ACL injury. You're not the player you used to be. Accepted, right? He decided to turn down a contract in the summer. He's going to probably regret that. The only team's going to pay him anything north of $15 million will be Golden State. And you know what that's going to do to him? That's going to continue to handcuff him. You know why? Because their fourth best player is making 25 a year. Think about that. Think about that right. That dynamic. You got your fourth best player who's going to be making 25 because he's not better than Kuzma. I mean, goodness gracious, Kuminga. He's your fourth best player making $25 million a year. And Thompson's going to be in that probably 15. I think they'll re-sign him because it's the old, hey, man, he's been with us, right?
Right.
So I think he's going to sign for $15 to $20 million a year. He'll be their fourth best player, third or fourth best player, and then Draymond will be their fourth or fifth best player.
I think about this fade away, man. This fade away. John Elway said he knew he couldn't do it no more. He said I would retire. Remember there was talk that they could have ran for another one.
I remember that, the Super Bowl deal, right? But
back in Denver, they went back to back. He was like, man, go for another. He was like, nah, man, retire on top.
Yeah. Think about what
I
he said.
It was crazy.
Think about what Thompson says. Oh, I'm ready. I can play.
Mm-hmm.
No, man,
mm-hmm.
you're a bit guy. Give me 15 minutes a game. Okay? And he's not going to accept that. That's why he's only going to stay in Golden State. And they have that loyalty, just like Charles Barkley said. He told the GM, Bob Myers. He says, "Hey, listen, not Bob Myers. It's Bob."
Dunleavy's the GM now.
Dunleavy. So he says, "Hey, you got out just before the building collapsed, didn't you?" And everybody's clowning Charles Barkley when he said that. Now you rewind back. Think about what Charles Barkley said. Now, tell me how accurate that is.
Right.
Hey, Dale Davis Jr. was probably your sixth best player this year.
As playing time and what, you know what I'm saying? Even if you go post-line, man, Dale Davis Jr. kind of had a pretty good rookie season for them, yeah.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, man. So, yeah, they're going to sign Klay because it's the loyalty thing. And all it's going to do, if they don't sign him, it's going to be interesting because they still got to pay Kuzma, Kuminga, they still got to pay other guys, right?
I don't
Chris
know if
Paul's
they got
on.
To.
Chris
didn't
Paul's
deal
on.
Him. They technically didn't deal him. So, yeah, you would think they're going to retain that, yeah.
Yeah,
Chris Paul's gone.
He's gone. So again, I mean, we spent way much time talking about Golden State. I could give three shits.
I just want your opinion on the global basketball.
But you know how I am, man. I love talking about my Pacers. But the thing is, I'm gonna tell you that this in the East, I'm looking at the Philly Miami game right now. Philly just made a little bit bigger push. They made a couple steals. Now they're. I said Philly, Miami. Miami's up 2 points right now. But I'm going to tell you this. It wouldn't surprise me if Miami beats Philly tonight. I just think they're more active. And also, Embiid doesn't look like Embiid, by the way. I don't know if you all are watching the game or not. Embiid does not look he's not hobbled, but he doesn't look the free-flowing guy. They keep leaking out on him. They just leaked out on him again. They just
yeah. I was kind of scared. I was like, man, you them going on a win streak with him playing in spots and him dominating. That's one thing. But again,
Butler just hit the floor, man. He's grabbing his knee. He leaked out and he's grabbing his knee. But you know how it is in the NBA. He could be just one of those professional wrestling things, and he could be up in a minute. But Lonzo Mourning standing up, Pat Riley standing up. Everybody looks scared to shit, and he's still on the floor right now. I just think that it's the typical NBA. I'm soft, and let me have some people pay attention.
John, are you gonna be soft to Charmin? John, or are you gonna ask? You gonna ask him?
I have an IU. It's kind of a portal rant too. The portal makes
okay.
Like Decott. Yeah. I don't understand the portal, man. These people are going from – it's like lateral moves.
Hey, listen. It's like in business, right?
Go into more detail, John. Go a little bit deeper.
Well, listen, check it out. When this fool-ass Danny Hurley says, UConn been running for 30 years, that's when I say, wait a minute. Kansas basketball, when a top McDonald's All-American, they still go to UConn, but before on their way to UConn, they stop at Kentucky. On their way to UConn, they stop at Duke. On their way to UConn first. I'm telling you, they stop at Duke and Kentucky first. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina, too, before they get to UConn. So it's like, wow. So, like, now I'm seeing Arizona, too, before they get to – well, maybe not Arizona, but Arizona behind UConn. But y'all get my drift.
Right.
But I'm seeing a lot of lateral moves, man. A lot of lateral moves. So –
You know why? Because guys are saying, "Hey, who's the highest bidder this year?" And I'm gonna give you an example. And I don't like to use examples of the female game, but the young lady that went to LSU that left Louisville, I don't know her name, but she got torched.
Her name is Van Lee.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. She left. My understanding is, I talked to my guy. She left Louisville with $300,000 to go to LSU for $500,000. Now she's looking to leave again, but the problem is, my understanding, she was going to be a top 10 pick coming out of Louisville. Now they're talking, and I'm talking WNBA, right? I can't believe
it. Right, they're talking WNBA. The coaches, the tape already exposed you on the floor.
Right.
So you might have did if you are basking in the sun in Louisville. Don't just still jump on the LSU bandwagon. Yeah, y'all won a national championship, but that's a team. People forget that's a team award.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. No, Angel Reese is brand. I get it. Flaze Jackson is brand. But it's still the team award. South Carolina, they all team. They all say it team.
But you know what's crazy? But the crazy part about it is, though, man, it doesn't change. They're chasing that bag, right? And if I can get $200,000 more this year,
I get it. We opened up the doors, and people, when they said they found out a way how to channel money, but like the kid Roach, he was on his first day at campus. That dude, they told him he was gonna. Well, he thought he was gonna be. It didn't work out, man. Your own court play. It's not gonna happen. You might be. He's a pro somewhere else. It ain't in the NBA, unfortunately.
But
not right now.
You know how
guys can work on their game. Michael Williams, if you remember the great Pacer from back in the day, he just didn't jump off from the from college.
You talking about the kid we got from Minnesota with the Chuck Person trade.
Yeah. He was trapped.
Yeah, the guard, the point guard. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily have stories like that no more.
You remember
that deal, right? That was Pooh Richardson and Sam Mitchell for Chuck Person and I probably remember right. Yeah.
But you gotta have. I mean, sometimes guards and players like you might be 28 years old and probably get your shot.
What about the $1.3 million going to Shaq that's bringing that national championship?
Man, unfortunately, man.
There's more people talking to today, John.
They said Shaq. I said, are you talking about Boudreaux? I call him Blue Chips.
Yeah.
Boudreaux? Ain't no Shaq.
Yeah, but that's Blue. Hey, Jamie, that's Blue Chip. That's Blue Chip. I'm going to tell you this, right? So when I've been watching this, kind of following along with some of my IU guys, right? one of the things that's kind of disappointing, right, and as a fan, and Brandon, you could be this way too on the Purdue side, it doesn't feel, for me personally, right. I get why the kids are doing it, right, because it's money. And like I said, 2% is going to make the league. But it doesn't feel right.
Right.
Bringing, you know, again, I'll take him in. Don't be wrong. I know Mike has the turnover his roster, so he's got six.
Oh, he can play basketball.
Feel, right. Right.
Yeah,
he can hoop. But you know what? But coming from the perspective of Indiana basketball, it's not organic. Why? Because this young man didn't start there, right? Just we all know this is pay for play. That's why I think there's going to be a lot less attachment to teams and more towards individual players, because the teams are going to turn over pretty much every year, man. You know, I mean, I've seen the kids play a few times.
Yeah,
everybody can definitely play.
To see if I can, will you take me? I don't know. I used to live in a world where even there was some McDonald's All-Americans that was better than sophomores.
Even juniors.
Yeah, coach
even
junior. Right. Coach develop players, and you know what I'm saying? But like now, we got players. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, Calipari, he does. He's had lottery picks, and like, you don't have the titles to show up for him. He had to get out of town.
Well, because they couldn't develop, man. That was the thing. Listen, that dude, he left before the posse came to get him, okay? He left before the posse, if you remember those Westerns
right.
back in the day.
Right.
He left for the posse game again. The thing for me is, with regard to these players, listen, we talk about loyalty, right? Coaches stopped being loyal years ago. Players aren't loyal. But here's what is changing. It's changing the perspective of collegiate sports. That's what is changing. And I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying it's different and it's a different taste. And you're gonna have to readjust your sight line. You're gonna readjust your sight line for what you're seeing right now. You just have to, man. Because it's not the same as
the thing
it's
is,
not coming back.
Lateral, I still don't. Right. I don't feel. What I'm saying is, Duke's still gonna be Duke. Kentucky might have a down year, but eventually they go to Kentucky and find a way to get everybody that they freaking want. North Carolina. I get it. They got upset this year, but they still North Carolina. That's the only thing to really keep the ACC alive. Duke and be honest with you. Is that basketball? And then Kansas, the Duke Grady Dick, he went to the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Grady
Hibachi,
Dick. The greatest name ever.
Hibachi, when he was player of the year in the Big 12. He's traded to the Toronto Raptors. He just waited, like Bill Self was just waiting for his next crop to come in. It's in the cycle. So I don't know why, you know what I'm saying, we got I even on the ladies' side, man, Oregon, they got ladies going from Oregon State to, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. Like, a lateral move. You know what I mean?
So do we stop being loyal? Do we stop being loyal? Do we stop wearing our collegiate jerseys?
Here's the thing, though, Brad. Here's the thing, though, D-Cott. Like, sports, though, once you get into that program, if it's about anything – like, whatever allegiance you had, like, all that fair, like, talking on the, like, you know, I'm transferring. Like, no, now you in the program. So if anybody on the lady side is transferring to South Carolina, you going into the program. It's about South Carolina. It ain't about your brand. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
think they transferring to Duke, if Duke wants you like that, you transferring into that. This little homie, Bilo. Yes, brother, you got it. They gonna make you feel the pressure, like, dude, where's Ballo at?
Yeah,
like the media. Where's Ballo at? Ballo had 15-15 against Eastern Michigan. Like, okay, what did Ballo have against Michigan State? This is what we paid our money for, and then unfortunately, that was more scrutiny on Mike Woodson. You know what I'm saying? Ballo. Go ahead.
No, I want to say you're exactly right, and that's what's going to make the determination whether these guys continue to do that again. Because, again, keep moving, man. That may not be the answer. Maybe you pick, because here's why I said, you know, you've got to have guys to have their family and someone who's in their best interest, not just moving for the big pay. It's got to be the fit, because your payday can come from the fit, right? Your payday can come from the fit where you're at. And they can make it happen. But they're not staying long enough to figure it out. And I think that's the big fear right there, right? Because, again, these guys got, it's basketball is not like other sports. You got to have some camaraderie. You got to know, guy, I like to fake right and go left. I like to go to my left, and vice versa.
I'll be honest with you, D-Guy, I know we've been going long. I think that kid, McNeely, I've been super critical on IU and all that. I think he made a mistake.
Yeah, the big kid.
When he decommitted.
Yeah, because he didn't know. That's the thing, though, JB. He didn't know what was coming. Why? Because it's so fluid. You know, I think Liam and Neely, Liam or something like that, right? So I think he should, you hold tight and see what happens. It's basketball, man. You can change your mind in May or June.
Correct.
You don't have to wait. You don't have to change your mind
in
February.
Right, but somebody needs to tell you, like, dude, if you're on the IU campus and playing basketball, just soak it up. If you're getting paid, whatever, just soak it up. If you're on Duke campus, you're on Kentucky campus, and you think it's better over there on Illinois, bro, you might as well just turn pro. Unless the pros have already told you, like, we don't want you. You a G-leaguer at best. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll see what happens. The talk is that he might, flip his mind and go back. We'll see. It depends on where the players are. Because he needs a guy like the kid from Arizona, right? He's not your center. He's a little light in the pocket. So he'd be a good fit in Indiana with the big kid from Arizona, right? And then they're trying to surround him with some shooters. I'm hearing the kid, they got the kid from the freshman year from Washington State.
Washington State.
So
they're also working on another kid named last name Bray from Dayton. I get some tape on for you. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, send that to me.
The Ballo kid, he'll fit in nicely at IU. I think he'll fit in nicely at IU, especially with the bigs. They do well down there. He'll fit in well. He'll get to the pros. Woodson will help turn him like they did with Ware and Jackson Davis. So I don't have a problem there. Plus, he fits in well because just like IU losing to Purdue, I mean, he's already lost to Purdue at Arizona, so he should fit in well.
You know what, Brandon? Why did I think that you were going to go a call without sticking that dagger at me, man? But I mean, I got to tell you this. I hadn't called since the championship game, and this is all honesty. I got nothing but love for Zach Edey, how he played, the respect of how he went about his business as a mature player, player of the year, obviously, in the country. I'm telling you, man, I sat and watched that game. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not watching basketball, I'm thinking about Brandon, but I'm watching basketball, watching Purdue, thinking, damn, I said Brandon's probably smiling. That kid impressed me. He should be a drafted player. He should be a drafted player. They hit him, they kept hitting him, and he kept playing. And that piece of shit, Draymond Green, Draymond Green, who talked that shit about him quitting. Draymond Green's a piece of shit. I'm so glad they lost because you talk this shit. You're not there. This guy played 40 minutes. Well, 39 and some change. 40 minutes.
But, game to game. It's crazy.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, right, he played, he didn't complain, he went about, this dude's 7'4", 300 pounds, close to 300 pounds, and he took his big ass up and down there, and when they needed a bucket, guess where they went to?
Oh, yeah.
And he delivered for the most part.
I'm going to hit that,
and I don't like rich kids anyway, right? I don't like Smith anyway. He plays like he's better than he is. He kicks his leg out like he's so good. He walks. He on the court. You see him. He's
Brave
out there
Smith.
Playing like his shit doesn't stink. I don't like the way he plays.
Oh, man.
I don't
came for Brave Smith.
I don't.
He came for Brave Smith.
I'm just being true. Listen, I'm just being true. I don't like his arrogance. Him and the other guy is balding. The other guy, number two,
Fletcher
number
Lawyer.
Three. Or Brandon's number three. Number two. He all this shit he taught the game before. Revving the crowd. Where was he at? What he one for eight? One for seven?
And missing free throws. And he missed free throws. It was bad.
So stop talking until you get some wins against competition where guys are better than you. And they didn't do that. They failed Edey. Edey didn't fail them.
Ooh.
That team failed Edey.
Nah,
and I'm
going
to tell you, one more piece. The coach failed Edey. You got to take him out in the first half and give him a breather. This dude, the game, he was gassed, but he still played like it was in the first half, man. So some of that goes on the coach too, and we don't. I know Purdue faithful doesn't want to blame the great coach coming after Katie, but if you don't get that guy rest in that first half, he's gonna flop a little bit in that second half. Now he didn't drop a whole lot, but he'd have been a hell of a lot fresher when that lead went from 8 to 14.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm just saying. Sure, absolutely, man.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you were part of the sports betting with Jonte Parker or Porter?
let me tell you this, right? I was worried about getting this business off the ground, this barbecue business down south. But I'm gonna tell you this, though, right? Listen, I think that the league is wrong. I think they're 1,000,000% wrong. Everything. I'm here at my cousin's, job.
He bet on his own team to lose.
I understand. I get it. You're a human being.
He can't play in the NBA.
Listen, I get it. I get all what you're saying. I'm here. I see Caesar's Sportsbook. I hear play. I see lines everywhere. I hear everybody talking. If you think he's the only kid, and I'm going to call him a kid, that who's bet on himself or others, you're out of your damn mind. He was just dumb the way he did it.
He wasn't betting on himself in the positive light. He bet on himself to, be less. He took himself out for fake injuries.
That's why he took himself out, because he got to get that money. I'm not saying it's okay.
Oh, man.
I don't like the lifetime ban.
We ain't having it.
I mean, give the guy a 3-year ban. You got a referee that was 6 games, right?
They got a Canadian basketball league. They got an Australian basketball league.
But you know what I'm saying. Right? This young man,
I will have you playing basketball. No, man. I'll have you playing basketball. Porter, do you see where Chris Porter is playing? I'll have you playing basketball in Pelican Bay, Adam Silver.
Well, let me ask you this.
He's
21 years old, right? He's 21 or 22, right? So I want you two to harken back when you were 21 or 22. And if the internet was out and Facebook and social media was out, how comfortable would you feel in showing the life of Jonathan Birdsong from 19 to 22? Yeah, me too.
Oh,
me
man.
Too, JD.
Well,
me too. Me too. And that's all
I'm
saying.
People know me as a dad. Most people know me as a dad. Some people know me as, something more than a dad.
quietly.
But it ain't
quietly
on Facebook,
we talk, right?
The limousine
quietly,
riding.
But all I'm saying is, it's unfortunate. He's done. But again, everything, all the signage about betting is everywhere, man. I just don't know how you can stop it. And I'm going to tell you this. I'd be willing to bet you that 15% of the players in the league are betting on NBA games. I'd be willing to bet you that. I wish I had a way I could share
it
and show. Yeah, but
I'd
be willing to bet 15%.
I thought that myself, but when I was listening to the Sports Gambling Podcast, I listen to every week, and they went in this week on all the checks and balances they do and just how they investigated and found out that he was actually betting. They have
the numbers.
They're great checks and balances on doing it.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, right? You get greedy, right? So I'm here at this my cousin's job, right? There's cameras there. If you go to the sports books, that they have microphones and they've got also cameras in the sports book area, right? So if I'm on my phone looking at, I don't want to say what I'm looking at late nights and nothing like that, but if I'm looking at something I shouldn't be looking at, they can see that. That's why when I'm at the sports book, I always cover my phone, because what I'm saying is this.
Right.
If you're going to do something, man, do it like anything else. Do it in moderation. Those guys are doing it. You don't think there's guys, my cousin who from the neighborhood, he wants to make a few $100 every week. You don't think I'm going to give him some insight and he can make a couple $100 every week and he's straight? Brandon, you know this. Imagine, Brandon, think about how excited you are when you hit that four-teamer for $280.
That's worse than inside trading.
Brandon, listen, hey, she was only in jail for a little while. What's the lady's name? Snoop Dogg's girlfriend, the cooking chick.
Martha Stewart.
So think, Brandon, think about it. You and I've talked about this. I'm going to go downstairs in a few minutes and I'm hit this little wheel. It has red and black. It has some numbers on it. I get that 280.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty damn excited.
Good on black.
I'm gonna tell you this. Of course, black 26, man. Come on. So with that said, or 28. So with that said, or red 9, if your boy Brandon is with you. So
I was there last Thursday.
You gotta text me and let me know, man. You know I'm mobile, man. You know I'm mobile. So, but with that said, though, Brandon, we hit that 280, man. Just like we were at Shelbyville with you and your boys. Hey, man. Hey, I'm ready to roll. I leave out there, man. I'm posting, hey, I got my numbers right. You only won 280. If I do $280 a couple times a week, that's a win. So all I'm saying is it doesn't have to be big numbers. It can be in moderation. We talk about that all the time. So, again, I promise you, there are guys out there doing it, man. They're helping their boys from the neighborhood, their friends, here or there.
Right.
Just throw a little something out there. What? Why not? But you can't track
that.
No,
why not? No, man.
I won't say why not. But what I'm saying is, why wouldn't you do it for your boys and your people, right? Especially if it's a low in moderation. A couple hundred bucks, yeah, they can watch everything. They're watching the four figures, the five figures, the six figures, the seven figures. They're not watching, $180. Come on.
Well, these people are making big money bets, man.
Well,
you know
I believe me, I know. But you know what? But it's just like saving, right? If you build it up every week, every month, it piles up.
Yeah,
again,
right.
I know. I didn't want to get on to the betting thing, but yeah.
No, it's okay,
just,
hey, man.
For the young man.
He made a mistake. Hey, man,
he made a big mistake, and it cost him his NBA career. But to your point, Brandon and JB, he can go to Canada. He can go overseas.
Yeah.
He's got an agent. That's what you got an agent for, to make those things work for you. So, hopefully he lands on his feet, man. Everything points to him being a not-so-bad kid. Everything says he's not a bad kid. He's got bad advice.
Since now they pay NIL. Hey, man, since now they pay NIL, can NBA players that don't make it, can they come back to the league, to the NCAA?
Hey, you know what? Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, where's Robert Maiden when we need him, JB?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Deacon, he may not have been a bad kid, but they said the same thing about Michael Myers, and we know how that turned out.
Well, okay. You had to bring that up. Okay, fair enough. But you know the neighborhood I'm going, right? Sometimes you make these decisions, man. I listen, between 19 and 21, me being overseas in Stuttgart, West Germany, I'm so glad the Internet wasn't out, because you all would probably have me banned of seeing some of the things I did from 19 to 21.
How old are you now?
I want to disclose that I'm older than that right now.
Listen, I'm trying to get you banned now, let alone the 20s.
Man, it was crazy, man. But no, good stuff, man. If you guys want to do something, if you all want to do something next Friday or Sunday game wise, let me know as soon as you can, and maybe we can hook up and do something live, or we can maybe do the game thing. And see where we are, man. I would love to hang out with you guys, and we can go live in person, man, and have some fun, man, for sure.
All right, Decott. Take care, my man.
All right, fellas. Y'all be safe, man. Hey, red 9, black 26, black 28. We'll see what happens.
There we go. That's our guy, Decott. All right, John, a couple minutes. Kind of hit quite a bit with him. I know you were scorched earth on the transfer portal and people leaving, going to. I know you were upset with Jeremy Roach. He got some bad info.
Going to Kentucky? Somebody going to Kentucky?
What about Mark Pope, man?
I think Mark Pope.
Did you see that arena was sold out when he got introduced to that 96 trophy getting off the bus?
Hey, man, that 96, that team he was on was pretty damn good. They were one of the best teams you ever seen.
Oh. I mean, we'll see. DeForest Buckner, 2-year extension, $46 million with the Colts. Thoughts?
I mean, it's kind of interesting where they're spending their money at. So, kind of tells y'all why there ain't been no big name movement coming in. They still extending guys within the within the confines of the Colts. I mean, it's what he does. Like, don't be surprised, y'all. Like, he's not gonna. At this point, Brandon, if Brock Bowers is there at 15, he's not going to pick him. Even if the media, he's not going to pick him. He's going to pick a cornerback. Something crazy. But, that's the coach. That's what's going on in his life.
Next week, we will be live for our show on Wednesday night. Let me, I got to check on that. But we will definitely be live Thursday night for the NFL draft. Myself and Jonathan, we will be on the Epic podcast. They come on here at 8 o'clock. They actually just started probably. But we'll be on there as we do a live draft show for the first round with them as the picks are made with our instant thoughts and chats for the 2-3 hours. John, you better make sure you got some plugins ready for your phone and such.
Oh, my goodness.
To get your insights. But we'll be... We'll be there live. It looks like Jaden Daniels right now has moved up to number 2. The Vegas odds have put him at number 2 to the Commanders now.
Kind of makes sense. Kind of makes sense. They had Sam Howell. They had Sam Howell in-house for like, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, for the past couple seasons, man. You know, and he didn't do bad for statistically, you know what I mean? We don't look at the interceptions. Let's look at, like, the touchdowns and, like, him, you know, holding on to the ball. Not necessarily great something, but, like, they moved on from that. They definitely going to pick a quarterback, so – they've kind of set the sights on Jaden Daniels. We'll see what the kid got on the pro level.
Yep, absolutely. Last thing I have, John, Scotty Scheffler won the Masters.
Scotty Scheffler. Oh, my goodness. Trending.
Scotty. Called it. So good for him. Got the dub. And he's in this week's RBC Heritage.
I know we got to talk a little more sports, man, but listen, man, I know – I don't have any, you know what I'm saying, on the Cubs. I mean, excuse me, on the Reds. But the Cubs, man, last night, my goodness, they weren't going to not stop hitting last night.
Yeah, Reds lost 3 straight. They just lost all 3. Got swept by the Seattle Mariners. Not good. After sweeping the White Sox, you go out to Seattle and you get swept.
Yeah, I still think the best team looking right now is still going to be the Dodgers, man. Mookie Betts, again, another, you know what I'm saying, another solid performance out here. And everybody, it's weird, though, that the Shohei stuff has kind of went away. My guy's looking at 16 years in federal, I mean, in penitentiary for his betting allegations, his guy who's supposed to throw the money and hid the money. But, you know, Shohei has separated himself, and Major League Baseball has separated themselves from that controversy. And Dodgers are, you know what I'm saying, in win mode.
Yep. John, I'm surprised you ain't down at AEW tonight, down there at the fairgrounds.
Man, watch that news, sir.
Love it. Last thing I have, be a good person. Do the right thing. Don't be a pervert when you need to be professional. You're better than that. We're up to 127 likes right now, John, and the comments are rolling in. So he's moved up to...
Well, we got to talk about it. My personal opinion on Kalen Clark coming to, I'm not going to say I got a crush on. That's kind of, like I said, weird. But like,
no,
man,
he's just a pervert.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The WNBA draft, like, nobody kind of ever really, like, pays attention to unless you're, like, a hardcore WNBA person, right? And, like, you know what I'm saying, their draft the other night was, like, MTV level, Grammy level. Like, you know what I'm saying, they had decked out Prada, you know what I'm saying, decked out, you know, other name designer, you know what I'm saying, they were there. And the lady, for them making, hey man, for them to be making, I think a lot of our homies put out, like, with their average salary, like, hey, Clayton Clark's going to make, like, $76,000 over, you know, 3 years. He's going to make, like, $390,000 or something like that. Excuse me, Brandon. Believe
me.
All that's going to jump up. I believe that all that's going to jump up. If you can sell tickets in Gabriel's Fieldhouse for a draft and the lady ain't even there and y'all just showing it on the screen, like, my goodness, the Kalen Clark effect is, and she ain't played not one iota of basketball here, you know what I'm saying, here in the state of Indiana, man. Indiana's opened up with the open arms. I think she's up for the challenge of making that particular team a little bit better. Who's going to be the leader of the team, Aaliyah Boston, you know what I'm saying, or her, or whoever else. All that's kind of going to shake out. They have an exciting piece right now. And I think everybody kind of needs to kind of salute that and not necessarily make it weird. I'm all for it, man. Like, you know, Brandon, our show last several seasons has been dominated in this time period between late April, early May, and we're gearing up for racing. We got racing notes ready to go. If you had called in 929-477-3331, we would have talked. We would have chatted about it, right? But we kind of pushed it to the back burner. We're talking some more racing as we get to closer, definitely to the 500, right? But right now, man, it's all basketball. And Pacers are winning. IU's trying to win, right? There's rumors, you know what I'm saying, about, you know what I'm saying, Matt Graves, you know what I'm saying, re-signed up with Indiana State. There's, so, you know, there's confident leadership. down there from a basketball standpoint. And Caitlin Clark, one of the greatest basketball players in the women's game, is playing for the Indiana Fever, man. How can you not be losing your mind about that in this time period for Indiana basketball, man? Overall, as a whole, man. And I don't forget, Purdue ain't lost a step. Yes, they lost ED, but they ain't lost a step, man. So, like, all those things kind of play a part in the culture of basketball that is the state of Indiana. Caitlin Clark is here, y'all. And as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, that the WNBA baseline, you know what I'm saying, we'll go see. I think it's going to be great. Let's ready to roll them out. Okay, I think that the season starts, like, May the 14th, I believe. Double-check me on that.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, I think that she's here. And, like, what comes with her is, like, a lot of fanfare, Saturday Night Live, a lot of fanfare, you know what I'm saying, big-time commercialism, man. And, you know, all that's going to work in her favor and I think WNBA favor overall.
Sounds good. John, do you want to give us our parting words tonight?
Oh, man, I know we had a great show tonight. D-Cott chopped it up with a lot. Again, we talk a lot of culture of basketball, how deep and passionate we are about it. D-Cott is a notable IU fan. That's why we was kind of picking on him tonight about their signing, man. Me and Brandon ain't necessarily – I mean, I'm not necessarily wild about Ballo. Like I said, Ballo's a great – he's a good player. Again, it's they're going to need more than Omar Ballo to help them get over the hump. But, like, no, man, we had a great show tonight. We want to thank Scott K. Nichols State Farm Insurance for sponsoring our show. We want to thank Mavericks Cubs Motorsports for sponsoring our show as well. How can we do our Crossroads Sports without them? Till next week, go have a fun time on the show, man. For Ball State alumni, former women's basketball player, standout, is going to be joining me and Brandon on the podcast, man, next week, Portia Green. Y'all, I'm excited. Me and her already chopped it up, Brandon. It's gonna be a great show that we're gonna have next week, man. So I hope everybody stay tuned as we kind of chop it. You know what I'm saying? Hype that up.
Have we confirmed our guy for 2 weeks?
I'm still working on that, man. With Brandon Brantley, like I said again, man, we try to get Coach Brandon Brantley, the assistant coach from Purdue basketball, to kind of come on. Let's talk about the season about Purdue and last couple because Brandon ain't come on like he was on here with us last week. Last season, I thought. But, we just want to get a check-in with a friend of the program and, you know what I'm saying, have the Crossroads faithful, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people kind of question, you know what I'm saying, Purdue and, like, what they did and how they moving, you know what I'm saying, like, how can you question a winning program? You know what I'm saying? They got to the Final Four, got to, like, you know what I'm saying, Rick Mount, one of the great standouts from their lineage, said you don't remember number two, but, like, man, unfortunately, man, some of us do. And I get it, Purdue didn't win the championship, but hey, man, the winning ain't gonna stop. So, like, man, I'll send out leaflet to Coach Brantley, man, see if we can get him on. But like, yeah, next week, Portia Green's gonna be on with me and Brandon Reef, man. It's gonna be epic, man. I can't wait. Until then, man, I'm Jonathan Burson. That's been Brandon Reef, Crossroads Sports, man. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.